To CIOI Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hey everybody, welcome back in the Soundtrack Show.
All right,
Simon. Just when you thought it was safe, turn on the radio again.
It's always safe to turn on the radio, except for when we're on the air.
That's true.
All right, so good day. Today, it is not Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. It is Mark, Simon, and John's Shark Track Show. How's that?
Sounds That's a stretch, but I'll go with it. Yeah,
so
sure.
Tonight we're talking shark movies, and our special guest in studio is the director, writer, editor,
producer,
best boy, first
you were
grip.
The best boy.
Oh, well, I'm the best. Yeah, I don't know. Am I? I don't know. Anyway, John Miori is here, director of Ouija Shark 2, which is going to have its North American premiere right here in Hamilton, Ontario, at the Playhouse Cinema later on this week, Thursday at 9 p.m. And tickets are at the door or online. And if you go to our Facebook page, you can find the link to that. John, say hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Good, thanks. Thanks, John, for coming in tonight. Tell us a little bit about Ouija Shark 2. Tell us about like the evolution of the Ouija Shark franchise.
Well, I was in the original Ouija Shark for a brief amount of time, about maybe 12 minutes of the movie's entire runtime.
Which is only like 80 minutes, right?
So yeah, maybe less.
That's actually quite a bit of time.
Yeah, yeah. But
That's more time than Mark Hamill was in The Force Awakens. So
well, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. But what happened was those scenes seemed to be popular, and I was already directing other movies for Wild Eye Releasing. And so when the time came for a second movie, they asked me to do the directing, and they wanted me to be in the movie to reprise the role of Anthony, and it just went from there.
Right on. Okay, well, we're going to talk more about Ouija Shark 2 as the evening goes on, but there's lots of other shark movies to play music from and talk about. The chief amongst them being Jaws, that we heard the theme song by the great John Williams right off the top there. Mark, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm drowning. The shark got me.
All right. So one completely, like, it's a shark movie, but it's on the opposite sort of side of the spectrum here. But it still has some great movie, great songs. So we're going to play some songs from Shark Tale, the animated movie with Will Smith.
Now, when you said you wanted to do a shark episode, and of course I'm all on board with this. This is like the last movie I would have thought.
Yes, you thought, but it has the best soundtrack of all of them. So here we go with Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, right here on the Shark Track Show.
Dig it.
Movie star. ducks in the water make their jaws lock. When I swim through the grim, I'm too hot. Y'all can make your best, y'all small tuna fish. I'm one big catch.
Sharks,
bow down, player, cause this right here will be your worst nightmare. Work that, pop back, hurt that. Turn this up and bang it all up on your surface. 9 to 5, I gotta keep that fat stack coming. No matter how big the shark is, the bite keep running. Washing cars ain't no place to be a superstar, man. That's why I work and work.
That was Christina Aguilera and her version of Car Wash from Shark Tale on nice. Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. Mark, have you recovered from your episode a few minutes ago?
I did. I was drowning. I was thinking about sharks and I was drowning.
Did you punch the shark in the face and it swam off?
Thumb in the eye.
Oh, good job. Okay. So, as I mentioned earlier, we're here with the director of Ouija Shark 2, which is a great movie that is coming to Hamilton this Thursday at that's November 24th. That's right. That's the date this Thursday. Yeah. And tickets are available online or at the door. Cash only at the door. $12 at the door. How much is it online, John?
It's $10 plus tax, so it's $12
the same
anyway.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right. So we heard a little bit about the evolution of Ouija Shark, the franchise, and how we got to be Ouija Shark 2.
Is it a shared universe like Marvel?
What's that?
Is it a shared universe like Marvel?
Sort of. Is it like, you know, yeah, it is. Because there's other movies that are included in the Ouija Shark franchise that are like, there's crossover to some of John's other movies.
Yeah, that's true.
There's at least Easter eggs to the other movies.
That's
anyway.
True.
Very cool.
So, but tell us a little bit, John, about the crazy phenomenon that is going on in Japan right now and about Ouija Shark 2.
Well, the fans in Japan already enjoyed Ouija Shark and my part in it. They love the whole Mystic Shield thing that goes on in the movie. So that was already sort of – the interest was already there. But I think it started – thank you.
Subtle.
I think it started with the buyer there. I think his name's Minori. And he, the buyer there, who's also the translator, put up a post on Twitter saying, I'm translating this movie right now, and you're all going to love it. It's a lot better than the first one, and you know, it's a lot of fun. You're going to have a good time with it. So it started a little bit of excitement that way. And then just around July, he contacted me and said, we think this has the potential to do a theatrical release here in Japan. And I was like, okay, you say so, this is great. And he got me to do some promotional video for him that he used in Japan. And that all led to a lot of excitement. Then there were T-shirts. Then there were ushiwas, which are like fans with the Mystic Shield on one side and pictures of me on the other. And as it snowballed, where people were buying T-shirts and buying credits at the end of the movie, they're marketing geniuses over there. They have where we're going to tag on extra credits at the end, and you can buy a credit to see your name at the end of the movie. And people bought them.
Wow.
Weird.
So
I guess it's the same as waiting for, you know, a post-credit scene, but it's your name.
It's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So eventually what happened was it moved into everything from T-shirts to little figures of me to, you know, buttons to stickers. And they were selling – there's a pillow with my face on it in Japan. hat.
That's kind of scary.
That they sold. It is scary.
Did you get one for your wife?
No. I just the thought of how much it would have cost to ship from Japan scared me away. You know, and then laying next to it, that scared me away even more.
I can see that.
Right on. So that's great. So how many times has it actually been shown in Japan in one theater or another?
It's been shown 6 times in Tokyo, once in Sapporo, once in Kobe, and it's still going to be shown 3 more times. And the last 2 times, I'm sorry, I forget the last 3 cities, the last 2 times, it's literally December 24th and 25th. Like, it's playing
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And
hey, kids, you done with the presents? Let's go see Ouija Shark 2.
If Die Hard can be a Christmas movie, then I don't see why Ouija Shark 2 couldn't be.
So it's popular. Yeah. Are the rumors true? Are you now Emperor of Japan?
I don't think I'm Emperor, but I think it would be an amazing trip to go on, especially now. Yes. I'd love to go to Japan.
Yeah.
Just for one person who, oh, look, you're the guy from Ouija Shark 2.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to play some you were joking about the Shark Tale thing earlier. That,
yes.
So there's a lot of great shark movies out there, and a lot of them are not particularly big budget. Ouija Shark 2 included in that category.
Sure.
So a lot of the shark movies don't have any good music in them. For instance, Sharknado, no good music. All right? It's all like basically just soundtrack music. So another area where Ouija Shark 2 is a little bit cut above some of the other low-budget shark movies.
Okay, that's not a really high bar.
Yeah, that's true. But
we're setting it now, though.
We're setting it right now. We're setting it at the, like, not super low, but just slightly above low.
So when Sharknado 5 comes out,
have it out. Anyway, that's Shark. Never mind. Anyway, the point here is that Ouija Shark 2 has some good music in it. Some good music. We're going to play this one called Shark Attack by Varga. And this is from Ouija Shark 2. And this is Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show here on
Indie 101.5.
All right, here we go.
Shark Night. We'll be right back.
right. There we had Varga and Shark Attack from Ouija Shark 2 right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
That's awesome. I have to tell you, that is my favorite Varga tune.
Oh, yes. It's mine, too. It's my first favorite and my second favorite Varga tune. And it sounded better even on this hearing of it the third time I've heard it. Anyway, there are some big budget or bigger budget shark movies out there, and one of them was The Meg with Jason Statham.
Yeah, if anybody could take out a megalodon, I think it would be Jason Statham.
Yeah, or Jack Bauer, apparently, from last week's show.
That's true.
Anyway, for you Meg fans, there's The Meg 2 coming next year.
Looking forward to it.
So we're going to play a little Bobby Darin here from The Meg.
Let's class this joint up, shall we?
Here we go.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye.
All right, we're back here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show, and we're in studio with Ouija Shark 2 director, John Miori.
We're going to need a bigger station.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because he's emperor of Japan now?
That too.
Yeah. So, right off the top, and then again, just now, we heard a little bit of John Williams' theme from Jaws, and I thought, even though there's no real pop music from Jaws that I'm aware of, there may have been in like Jaws 3D or something, but
I couldn't find it.
I couldn't find anything either. Yeah.
Or Jaws 4.
I thought we should have a quick discussion about Jaws. Now, I've never seen Jaws, if you can believe it.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with you?
I know. It's just nonsense. One of those things that I've got a short list of movies that I just missed, right? Everybody went to see it. I was
two?
Didn't go. I don't know.
You were two.
I don't know. I don't know why. But you know, whatever. I just never got around to seeing it. It's something I've got to rectify one of these days soon. But I mean, it's an important movie. Like not just. I mean, kind of started the whole shark movie genre, obviously. Yes, I might be mistaken. I bet you John knows a lot more about it than
I think it's probably the one that made it what it is. I mean, you know, sharks have been in movies before that, but never like that movie.
Yeah.
You know, before sharks were rubber and hung from Batman's leg as he was climbing up to his helicopter, right? So, yeah.
And Fonzie jumped over them.
Yeah, that was a little later.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that a little later, too. But, like, I heard that the author of the book...
Peter Benchley.
Yeah, that he regrets writing the book because sharks have become so vilified from Jaws that they're, you know, hunted and feared and, like, you know, they're... on the verge, I mean, maybe not all species, but they're definitely, maybe not on the verge of extinction, but they're definitely suffering in their numbers because of the fear that was created from the movie. So, I mean, that's not good, I guess.
No.
So,
and the shark fin soup thing, which is just cruel.
Well, that's something different.
They catch
different.
Them, they saw off the fin, yeah. And then they leave it in the water.
Yeah. That's to stop them from hurting people? I haven't heard about that.
No, that's just for soup.
All they want is the
fin. Oh, right. Yeah. To make it. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that's not because of the movie. That's just because of Dink.
My problem with the movie, now I understand it's all part of Quint's psychosis because he's Captain Ahab essentially, but where they try to call the Navy for help. But realistically, if you're out there, hi, USS Nimitz, I have a job for you. It doesn't make any sense why you wouldn't do that. Because the bigger boat should have been a carrier group.
I don't know if battleships respond to fishing boats calls, but you know, I don't know.
Maybe wouldn't you try?
Possibly, you could try, I guess. But you know, I haven't seen the movie Jaws, but I actually have seen the model. I've seen Bruce.
Oh, that's
cool. What they called him. Yes,
right.
I saw him at the Warner Brothers Studio.
Yeah.
When I was on a tour there. All right, so that's Jaws. Jaws.
No, but you haven't seen any of the sequels either then.
No, I mean, I don't watch sequels unless I've seen the original. I never watch the second one. I've seen Ouija Shark 1.
That's true.
So I'm in true. Ouija Shark
You're
1.
In, but, yeah.
I'm in Ouija Shark 2, by the way.
Maybe
everybody.
If you were in Jaws, you'd have seen it by now.
I would have seen it by now if I was in it, for sure. It would have been, like I said, I was 2. But maybe I could have been eaten. Well, that would have been dark. Anyway. So another slightly larger budget movie, Deep Blue Sea with Thomas Jane, who was the Punisher.
He was the Punisher.
One of the Punisher
the first
movies.
One.
Well, second one, the Dolph Lundgren one was the first one.
All right. Of the modern ones that were not involving somebody in Rocky, yes.
Yes. So we're going to listen to from Deep Blue Sea, sorry. We're going to listen to Deepest Bluest. By LL Cool J.
Gnarly.
Here we go.
My hat is like a shark, yeah. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Yeah, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Deepest, bluest, my hat is like a shark fin. Man-made terror, 100 jaws of death. Gotta cross my depths, I'll pause your breath. You can sink down 40,000 leagues, bleeding to death with no arms or short sleeves. My world's deep blue, killers gotta eat too. Looking for human flesh to rip my teeth through. Other fish in the sea, but barracudas ain't equal to a half-human predator created by a needle. Jet black eyes, baby, they stare while you sleep. When your Titanic sink, I'm the one you gon' meet. Hearing terrified screams, they surround my team. All you see is trails of blood, either God won't intervene. Nightmares of darkness, my appetite is heartless. Even if we related, you eliminate. Regardless, in the deep blue underwater world, half man, half shark, my jaws don't fall. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest bluest, my hat is like a shark's fin.
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Killers want a beast, swallowing the flames. They switch my DNA, flip me to Cool J. I can't fight the feeling, I'm forced to kill prey. To survive an attack, there's only one way. Battle to the death, that's how sharks play. Weapons left behind, we dueling with the mind. You blind, crippling, crazy, you're real easy to find.
struggling to float with hemorrhages in your throat. Getting the lap dance when I smash through your boat. Eat your whole fam, nothing left with a right hand. Clinging to a rail, escape attempt fail. You never make it home, tear the flesh off your bone. Walking in undercurrents is a dangerous zone. I'm talking death out of moments notice. You wasn't focused, me and my crew strike like some underwater locusts. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Take it deeper. Take it deeper. Launched the scuba gear, the killer's cold-blooded. His name's LL, you don't really want it. I ate your ancestors, the ocean is haunted. I'm closing in, cause I'm supposed to win. How the cold steel feel when it froze your shin? Should've stayed on dry land, stroke while you can. Cause now you under pressure in the land of the damned. Abandoned pirate ships, eels of side scar. Fish that glow in the dark, the Titanic's all. Underwater storms, your blood is so warm. Your life vest is off and that turns me on. Killing for centuries, the goddy of the deep. In the next millennium, I'm still gonna creep. Sand under my belly, ocean over my head. Through the light and the shadows, you will come to live the dead. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin. Deepest blue is my hat is like a shark's fin.
That was LL Cool J from Deep Blue Sea, and
not one of LL's best.
No, but
no.
What was it? What was it called?
It was called Deepest Bluest, in brackets, Shark's Fin.
And our guest John here thought it said, "My hat is like a sausage."
It's yeah. It I think like it's something about. I think it's like my hand is like a shark's fin. I think is the lyric. But I like that my hat is like a sausage better.
Sure.
It rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah.
It makes a little more sense.
So we're going to move on with another shark-themed movie, although this one's not super – there isn't a shark throughout the whole movie. So it's called Soul Surfer. It starred Anna Sophia Robb – oh, Anna Sophie Robb, sorry. And – Helen Hunt and Carrie Underwood is a 2011 movie. It's actually based on a true story of Bethany Hamilton, who was a champion surfer who was attacked by a shark and lost her left arm, and then sort of overcomes the odds to surf again and be a champion surfer again.
See, if that happened to me, I'd move to Utah. Yeah. Screw that noise.
Landlocked.
I read online about this since you mentioned this.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. It sounds like she lost more than 60 to 80% of all her blood before they were able to stop. So, I mean...
Yeah, she...
Yow.
Yeah, that's... I mean, yeah. I saw the movie. It's a good movie. But that scene is... I mean, it's a pretty tame movie, except even... But the scene is where she's attacked and she almost dies is very intense. It's not really even bloody or gory, but it's just... You know, it's scary, really, because it's sort of realistic in a way. Anyway,
more so than Jaws 3D.
I also noticed, yes, that's true. I also noticed that a lot of these shark movies have reggae soundtracks, I guess because of the beach aspect, but like...
maybe they charge less for the rights.
Maybe, but sort of... happy-go-lucky, feel-good music doesn't really fit with the shark movie thing, but whatever. We're going to start off this set here with an apt song given the – what's the word they use for the big monsters in Japan?
Kaiju.
The kaiju aspect of Ouija Shark 2. This is Brian Setzer, Go Go Godzilla.
Arimon.
We'll be right back.
101.5 FM. CIOI.
That ain't no Hank Williams tune.
That's true. That was Give Me Some Love and Spencer Davis Group.
Led by Steve Winwood.
Yes. 16 years old at the time.
Yeah. Right on. So it's Shark Night here on the Soundtrack Show with Mark and Simon. John Miore, director, actor, writer, producer, editor, sandwich maker, I don't know, cook.
I made a few sandwiches.
Yep. Pizza orderer. Anyway, he did everything in the movie, and you can see it here in Hamilton. That's Ouija Shark 2, by the way. Did I mention that?
Yes, a couple times.
You can come see it at the Playhouse Cinema here in Hamilton on
Thursday night,
9
o'clock.
Check the Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show Facebook page for the link to buy tickets or bring $12 cash to the door. 9 o'clock showtime, doors at 8:30, right, John? 8:30 doors?
Open at 8:30.
Right on.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the term jumping the shark. Okay, so jumping the shark, Mark, what does it mean to you?
Jumping the shark means it's when a series, a movie series, TV series, employs a really cheesy, let's say, plot
device of some kind, yes,
to garner some attention. It's a publicity stunt, essentially.
And then afterwards, it's never the same.
No.
In a bad way, usually.
Yes.
Right. So,
interesting fact.
Yeah.
The term jump the shark.
Uh-huh.
So, there was one writer who wrote a book about jumping the shark.
Mm-hmm.
John Hine, who's a writer on the Howard Stern Show, wrote that book. And then he sold the website to, because he used to do a website where he'd keep track of when TV shows would jump the shark.
Right.
So, when Fonzie jumped the shark.
Mm-hmm.
And then onward.
So John, well, finish your story about this author.
Well, he wrote that book, and then he sold the website to TV Guide.
Oh, right on. So, John, tell us, because I know you're a Happy Days fan.
Absolutely.
How many Happy Days cast members have you actually met?
Oh, a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. I was in Cinderella Man and met Richie Cunningham himself.
There. Opie Cunningham?
Yes. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And Joni, I met at a convention. So there's a couple right
and
there.
And you used to look like Chachi. So I think absolutely. That kind of counts.
I think I hate to say it. I think I still do look like him.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for you now. Back in the day, it was probably a good thing. But you met the Fonz too, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
at a convention as well.
Did you tell him to sit on it?
No. Oh. Why would I tell him to sit on it?
I figured he probably hears that a lot.
No. Yeah. If I met Potsy, I'd tell him to sit on it.
That's true. Ralph Melf.
All right. So I know you've seen the episode in question. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the episode we're talking about of Happy Days?
What you need to know about Happy Days was when it really came over big, I think it was 1974, every kid, including me, I was 10 at the time, saw the episode where he jumped over 13 garbage cans. And, of course, it ends with a cliffhanger. They don't show the landing. And you had to wait till next week. And every kid talked about it for a week. And then this led to every season, it seemed like Fonzie had to jump something or get involved with some kind of driving thing, like, you know, when he was in a demolition derby with Count Malachi, and they always had to do something like that every season after that. And the jumping of the shark was the last and probably goofiest of those.
Yeah. So that's there you have it there, folks. The evolution of the term jumping of the shark from – do you know what episode it was exactly? Offhand, I didn't write it down because I figured you'd know.
I think
– Oh, I did write it down.
You did write it down.
Season 5, Episode 3.
There you go.
How many seasons were in the Happy Days?
10, I think.
Yeah. Oh. So halfway through, it jumped the shark, literally in this case.
Yeah.
So – all right. So in honor of jumping the shark, we're going to play the original theme to Happy Days, which was what, John?
Rock
Don't look at
the
paper.
Clock.
Rock yeah, I knew you'd know that.
But I was looking at the paper already.
All right. So here we go. Bill Haley in the Comets, Rock Around the Clock.
81.15.
3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad bags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock. Go for broad daylight.
Our listener, if you keep singing, this isn't karaoke.
It could be,
but it's not. It could be, but it shouldn't be. All right. I promise for the next song, I'll keep Mark's mic off until we come back on. I'll wait. He's sitting in front of the board. I can't make
good
that
luck
promise.
With that.
All right. From Into the Blue with Paul Walker and Jessica Alba from 2005, we've got The Good Old Days by Ziggy Marley. We had Bob off the top, and now we got Ziggy. Here it is on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Let the devils die. Got to do what you can with the time at hand. Ale boma, yeah. Ale boma, yeah. Don't worry your mind, it's just the test of time. In 5 years, these be the good old days. No one knows what the future holds. For everything has a season. It's not a time for war, it's a time for peace. Tomorrow knows, tomorrow woes. I remember when Grandpa used to say, grandson, these be the good old days. Its starry lights, and so begins the night life. The tribal dance puts me in a trance as she pulls me in with her magic swing. I asked of her, what do we celebrate? She said to me,
these be the good old days.
See, reggae music in shark movies.
It's a Irimon.
It's a thing. All right. And speaking of Paul Walker was in that one, Into the Blue, and we were talking about Fast and the Furious and how it's probably jumped the shark. But I'm, like I said, I think the new term is going to be drive a Fiero into space. When movies have gone too far, that's what you're going to call it. Spoiler alert, by the way. All right. So
anyone who cared would have seen it.
We're coming up to the end of our evening here, so I think what we need to do, John has brought the Ouija Shark Ouija board in.
Yes.
We need to see if we can summon the Ouija Shark. So let's all put our hands on the. What do you call that thing?
A shark.
What do you call that thing?
Planchette.
The planchette.
The planchette.
Like Kate Blanchette?
Yeah, planchette.
The Kate Blanchette.
Planchette.
Okay. So let's all put our hands on it and let's see. Let's ask the Ouija Shark. Ouija Shark, should everybody come to the Ouija Shark 2 premiere on Thursday at the cinema at the Playhouse Cinema? What's it saying?
Yes.
It says yes, but wait.
Yes, but wait.
Is it still hungry?
It's spelling something out. Or else.
Or else. There you go. So if you do not want to incur the wrath of the Ouija Shark, definitely come out to the Playhouse Cinema on Thursday. And cast and crew in attendance.
Cast
John will
crew.
Be there. I'll yep. be there. And I am in the cast.
And as well, we have some... Trading cards that'll be for sale for a dollar.
And at Tim Hortons, we get together later and trade them?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Right. And we'll also have some buttons. But I made the cards and the buttons specifically to give to cast and crew. So I have some for sale just for...
Right.
But most of them are going straight to cast and crew. And I brought your cards right now. So
well, very cool.
Mark, here's your card because you are in the
Thank
movie,
you, sir. Yes,
and here's some cards and a button for you, Simon.
Ooh, this one I don't even.
So mean. Yes,
this one's not even been released yet.
No, it has not.
Oh, it's a limited edition. All right, these are awesome. By the way, I'm very proud of the fact that in Japan I am known as Uncle Devil.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
I'm
something
Papa.
That I very and yes, and John is Papa. So join Papa. Uncle Devil and Papa and Sushi Guy.
Sushi Guy.
At
I do my best. I do my best, Keanu Reeves in this.
Yes,
I mean, I'm totally. That's I mean. Channeling my inner Ted Theodore
yes.
Morgan.
Yes. Yeah, great job. So come and see Mark's inner Ted and Papa and Uncle Devil and the Ouija Shark and the Tarot Gator.
Ooh.
Come and see us all at the Cinema Playhouse Cinema. I keep saying that wrong tonight. This Thursday, November 24th, 9 p.m. We're
down in Sherman.
8:30, the doors are open. $12 cash at the door, or check out our link on our Facebook page to purchase a ticket in advance.
Awesome.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, many of the low budget movies don't have great music in them. Ouija Shark 2 has great music.
Yep.
And most of it, except for the Shark Attack that we heard earlier, it was composed by our good friend, friend of the show, and Hamilton rock and roll like icon, Mike Treblecock from the Killjoys, and his band Cemetery Spawn performs this next song that we're going to hear called Mystic Shield, which I believe is also very popular in Japan.
Yeah, very popular.
Yes, very much downloaded. You can go to Mike's Bandcamp, I think it is, mm-hmm. and download it if you want a copy. So hopefully we'll see you all Thursday. Until then, have a good one.
Be excellent to each other. Have a good night, everybody.